Now a look at the latest local news on WIBD. Sentencing has been scheduled for October 19th in Washington County Court for a 50-year-old slinger man convicted of two sexual assault charges involving a child. Scott R. Wittenberg had been scheduled to go on trial later this month, but entered into a plea agreement yesterday. Wittenberg entered Alford pleas to a felony charge of repeated sexual assault of a child and misdemeanor fourth-degree sexual assault of a child. An Alford plea means that Wittenberg claims he is innocent of the charges, but admits the prosecutors can prove he is guilty. Two felony second-degree sexual assault of a child charges were dismissed under the agreement. The alleged assaults occurred in 2013. A 25-year-old Milwaukee man arrested in connection with a November 30th bomb threat at the Gale Foods plant in Germantown is scheduled to be arraigned this morning in Washington County Court. Kelsey Breedlove faces a felony bomb scares charge. The Gale Foods plant was evacuated after a report that someone had entered the warehouse with a possible explosive device. No explosive device was found. An internet search shows criminal convictions for Breedlove going back to 2008 when he was 17. Breedlove will appear via video from the prison in Oshkosh, where he's serving time on a prior conviction. The Highway 175 and Lannan Road intersection in southern Washington County will be completely closed starting this morning, so the intersection can be converted into a roundabout as part of the Highway 175 resurfacing project. The area will be completely closed to traffic until the work is done. At this time, reopening is scheduled for August 26th. There will be a marked detour. The 26-year-old Milwaukee man who allegedly robbed the West Bend Kentucky Fried Chicken at gunpoint in February is due back in Washington County Court this morning. Elijah T. Rowland now has a new public defender who had asked for time in June to become familiar with the case. Police say Rowland approached an employee who was closing the business, showed a handgun, and demanded money. He's been charged with armed robbery and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Rowland has been in the Washington County Jail since his arrest, in lieu of a $25,000 cash bond.